Hi, this is Aya Sharif and welcome to the Sustainability Talks podcast series brought to you by Dialectic Institution. Today, we will talk to a woman entrepreneur who made her way to the global recognitions through her pioneering and innovation efforts. Miss Christina Khater. Ever wondering who is she? She is an Arab-American entrepreneur and the founder of Christie's Lab. She is a motivational speaker and a philanthropist based in Beirut and an SDG pioneer of the United Nations Global Compact in New York and the winner of the Female Entrepreneur of the Year Award, Silver Steve Award, and the People's Choice Award of the Brilliant Lebanese Awards. Hello, Christina. Welcome to the Sustainability Talks and thank you for being our first guest speaker. We're very much looking forward to kick off this journey with you.
Thank you, Aya, for hosting me. It's like a pleasure and an honor to be here today.
Hello, Christina. Christina, let us start with a very inspiring question. Can you please tell us about your personal story? Mainly, how did you start? In addition to how did you transform your challenges into opportunities and paved your way to global recognitions from New York and other countries as an entrepreneur?
So my journey started back in 2007 with my laptop and my cell phone. Just from home, I had a strong will and determination that I wanted to make a difference, and I didn't know how, but I always knew why. Why I wanted to work, why I wanted to open Christie's. And honestly, the biggest question was, why would anyone trust a young girl in the service industry with zero experience? So that's how I started thinking how I could approach people, how I could approach the market, because I knew that with my passion, I could make things work. So of course, I knocked on so many doors. They were always, either closing the phone on my face or not replying or just saying that they already have an agency. So I remember that I even designed my own first brochure, and I went on the roads and started distributing brochures, putting them on the cars. And I asked myself, how could I get my first client and how could they trust me? So of course, my main aim was to design, conceptualize and organize big events, weddings, and of course, everything related to the creative industry. So I asked myself, what would they trust me with? So basically, how can I enter the market? So in events, it could be I could just distribute flyers for their events and handle their ticketing, for example. And this is how I started I entered the market and started to gain trust slowly but surely from clients, strangers who now, after all these years, have become our partners and we all grew together.
So your determination and your willingness were your driving force.
Yes. And of course, I had to work, of course, from all my heart and passionately, but with no return, of course. So I had to do things for free. I had to prove myself. I had to never take no for an answer. So this determination, this energy that I have, that I don't know where it comes from, but it's there. I never ever lost hope or even thought that no, I'm not going to make it. I knew that I could grow this company. I knew that it could make a difference.
Yes.
And an impact. And
you believe you entice at the end.
Exactly.
Of the day.
Yeah. Exactly.
Thank you very much, Christina. Christina, based on your personal story, can you please tell us about the challenges you are encountering in Lebanon and in the marketplace in general from an entrepreneurial perspective?
Of course, the most important challenge is retaining youth, not because you have nothing to offer them, but because Lebanon has been through tough times and everyone graduates from university with
sure.
big hopes and
more.
Dreams. And we're struggling with the basics on a daily basis in terms of
electricity, water, access to water, transportation,
all those,
everything.
Yes, everything. And we need to deliver. So this is not an excuse. We're working on a regional level and we need to deliver. So, of course, this is one of the main challenges. And of course, the pandemic helped a lot because this challenge, we used it to grow and to nurture new services and new talents within the company. So during the pandemic, instead of just waiting for the wave to pass by, I took a decision to invest more in the company and during the...
And in digital media.
And in the digital media and in the training and the growth of the team and to be ahead of the game once all this...
And ahead of the curve.
Yes, yeah. Of course, to be ahead of the game and ahead of the curve when everything goes back to normal, which already we can see that people and brands are back. And they're back with their marketing budgets. They're back with events, new requests.
Their
and
outreach
all that.
Efforts,
yes,
everything.
Exactly.
Christina, and like two words, how can you evaluate the retention rates of the youth at Christie's Lab?
Thank you, Aya. This is a very good question, actually. So, of course, at Christie's, you need the most important factor is you have to lead by example. So, for example, I'm so passionate and I love what I do. And this reflects on the whole team. So basically, we hire people and talents that sometimes they don't have the skills or the experience in the specific industry, but we want them to grow on a personal and professional level with us. So, so of course, the retention, I mean, we've had part of the team that has been with us for more than 10 years, some 7. And of course, like some people just wanted to leave Lebanon, we gave them the opportunity to join our other markets. We have Qatar, we have Kuwait, and some others. So we also, of course, hire to retire. We don't hire with the intention of people or...
I love this statement, hire to retire.
Yes, thank yeah. you. So we want people to grow and be part of Christie's family and feel that Christie's is their second family.
And to feel that they can grow and flourish and advance.
Of course.
In terms of skills and knowledge. Thank
of
you,
course.
Christina. This is so inspiring. Christina, back to the emotional and the personal level. As a single compassionate mom, what is your advice for the young Lebanese women? What you'd like to tell them?
Of course, the most important advice is in order to be the lead in your own life and in order to shape your life and your decisions, you need to be independent and you need to be able to make your own choices to attract everything that you want, how you want your life, how you picture your life to be. So, of course, is to believe in yourself. It's very important to have self-confidence, not to listen to anyone around you that shakes that self-confidence because there's a lot of naysayers
yeah,
around
indeed.
Always. And to believe that and resilience is key because you should not give up on your dreams. You should believe in your dreams despite all the circumstances, all the circumstances, I mean, also on many levels, I mean.
The economic, social,
social, everything. And to put a goal and just focus on it. So I'll say something, and which is not wrong, of course. It's very important to have fun in life and to be happy however you want. I mean, whatever happiness means to you, however you define happiness. But when I was in my 20s, I spent all my time working from coffee shops till 3-4 a.m., just so I don't go back home and I fall asleep because I was determined that I needed to succeed and I needed to make a difference. While all my friends maybe were having fun and partying, which again is not wrong, but I mean, I missed out on all of that. And when the pandemic happened and the collapse of the economy happened, I could have, I mean, just all the consultants around us said you need to lay low, and I didn't listen to anyone. I listened to my purpose
to your gut,
to your inner voice, and I said no. This is the time to do what no one's gonna do: invest more, grow more, take this risk. Because I mean, everything that we worked on till today is not gonna disappear just because we have a bump, you know. And I know that manna hayalla shi li qata'na fi, but at the end of the day, we always need to be focused and look at the bigger picture.
Thank you, Christina. Christina, you always say that youth empowerment is a key driver to gender equality, and I know for a fact that you are like a pioneering advocate for both gender equality and youth empowerment. Please, can you explain how you see this picture And how do you mobilize gender equality at Christie's Lab?
Okay, so of course, since day one, Christie's Lab has been a key driver in gender equality, and thanks to GCNL mainly for their target gender equality through all the accelerator programs that we participated in. We even scored 88% women
on the women's empowerment principles
at the Global Compact. And and so with GCNL, we were equipped with the needed tools and knowledge and resources, of course, to enhance the needle for gender equality at the company, of course, on a corporate level. And if you look at the leadership roles, they are majority occupied by women.
Interesting.
Of course, they have a succession planning for their future, and we invest in their training, development, and skills literacy as well.
Amazing, amazing. Christina, you think that this target gender equality accelerator and doing the WEPS analysis is beneficial for companies to take a stock on their current progress and build on for future enhancements? Do you encourage business leaders to take on this journey?
Of course, I encourage business leaders to take on this journey, because we're so set and we're so focused on things. We need different perspectives. We need different tools. And the only way to access those tools is through the bigger network that we're proud to be part of,
GCNL. Thank you, Christina. Very insightful. So, Christina, back to the UN ecosystem and this inspiring community. During the last few weeks, youth empowerment and inclusion have been on the forefront of discussions at the UN General Assembly in New York. The question is, as an SDG pioneer, could you please tell us what does youth empowerment mean to you? And what do you believe about the role of the youth in driving social and economic progress?
Of course, the youth is the future. Without the youth, there would be no future. No change would ever be possible. And of course, as we saw, today, the UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, globally approved the development of an office that's only dedicated for the youth. And this is a great start towards youth empowerment and, of course, innovation, entrepreneurial initiatives. They're all created by the youth. So we need to focus on the youth and know that we should take them seriously, and that they are the future and the better future.
And they are the enablers.
Yes, exactly. So their fresh ideas, their perspectives and energy and dedication is what will...
We need it now more than ever.
Exactly, yes. And all the scalable technologies, as we can see, are all created by the youth.
Amazing. Christina, back to the corporate level. Can you please tell us, how are you empowering the youth at Christie's Lab?
Of course. So we have an internship program where we conduct a lot of trainings for the youth. Also, most of our employees are youth, are part of the youth. There's a key role in nurturing their skills and exposing them and having them engage with key industry players and opportunities abroad as well.
Wow.
So while you're at Christie's, you're exposed to all types of clients, you're exposed to a lot in the industry, and this is very important to shape your character, your skills,
your network,
exactly,
and your personal branding as well.
Exactly. So we have a lot of young people that joined for an internship program. They came from the retail sector. They had been left out. So we didn't want them to lose hope. We embraced them, tried and still trying, of course,
to enhance their digital skills.
And I can give you one of the success stories. We had a young lady that joined Christie's 10 years ago. I randomly met her. She hadn't graduated in anything related to the field, but I saw in her this drive that very few have, and she grew and evolved. She started learning how to send emails, how to conduct training sessions.
She started from zero.
She started from zero, and today she's leading. She's a country manager, and she's leading, and she's a key person at Christie's, and
an A player.
Exactly. And this is one of the success stories that I would like to share. It just takes a person to believe in another person, and I know it's
to give a chance.
Yes, to give a chance, to believe and give a chance, and of course know that there's a lot of challenges along the way. As a leader, I have a lot of responsibilities, and I have yet a lot to learn. I'm not perfect. Of course I'm not, but at the end of the day, I need to tap my own shoulders. So
sure.
I can't show weakness. I can't show any breakdowns.
Hesitation.
No hesitation,
frustration,
nothing.
Frustration.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and I can remember once upon a time when I was younger that I didn't have the network and the mentors that I needed. I would have, accelerated my career even more if I did. And today I want Christie's to do that for everyone, for the young...
For the youth. This is so inspiring. Thank you, Christina. And thank you for all what you're doing to enhance and support the youth of Lebanon. Christina, it was really a pleasure talking to you and learning from your insights today. And we would like to end this very nice episode with you with a very dear question to your heart. And in one word, how do you describe the Lebanese youth? And what would you like to tell them?
Okay, I once read somewhere, and this is very important. You become what you think of. And most of the time, if I tell you, Aya, what are you thinking of? And I always ask this question to a lot of the young people around me, the youth, and they say nothing. And I tell them, then you'll become nothing. So you always need to shape, you always need to focus and think of the vision and what you want to achieve. So, of course, I would describe the youth in Lebanon as...
Engines.
Agents of change. Of
yeah.
course, agents yeah. of change, and they are the future. And without them, there's no future. So they have a lot of responsibility, and I think they should act upon them, despite everything that's going on.
Christina, too much inspiration for today. Thank you very much for the great insights and for the motivational stories that you've told us about. And big thank you, of course, to our listeners and for your passionate listening. I invite you all to head to our website now, www.dialecticinstitution.com, and subscribe to our podcast to stay up to date and ahead of the curve on all sustainability trends. Let's reconnect next month.